Welcome to episode 3 of Expand by Petal Theory. We are still going to be touching on the creative strategy. But today, unlike the last episode, I'm just going to talk about how we approach a creative strategy. We as a strategic agency take creative strategy to heart. The first thing you may notice when you're working with us, the first thing we would do once we've received the brief is to actually strip your brand naked and assess those hidden attributes that make your business tick. We conduct proper research, we analyze the data, we look at your marketing strategy, we assess your competition, and at times we go into a deep hole to conjure up that unique proposition that sets you apart from the rest. What we then do is wrap the strategy with a position statement, if you don't already have one. But if you do have one, we follow that position statement with some sort of a creative manifesto that leads to a concise and timeless payoff line. Once this process is complete, we hand over the masterpiece to the client, or if you will, to our own creative team, to start conceptualizing on an advert, a campaign, a logo, creative collaterals, or anything artistic, or start writing copy for that matter. Once that process is done, the reason why we do that, first of all, we do this because we understand that sometimes introducing a brand into the world or maintaining brand relevance in this cutthroat marketplace is a really tricky ordeal that requires a great sense of strategy. Because let the truth be told, you know, without a solid direction, your communication can easily be rendered as nothing but a floating marketing attempt that lacks foundation. That is why we advocate for creative strategy. So for us as an advertising agency, creative strategy is a must. It is a must if you truly, truly mean business. So that's just in a nutshell exactly how we approach creative strategy. So I hope that has been helpful. We'll just go a little bit deeper in our next episode. Thank you.